He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the April 29th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California. And looks like we have a pretty good start to the day here in the market. Let's take a look here at what's going on. We have the Dow today up 91 points. Hey. 16,536. We're off to the races here this morning. We have the S&P 500 up 8. It's at 1,877. We have the NASDAQ up 14 points. It's at 4,090. So good start to the market here this morning so far. Gold is flat. Boy, how long has gold been just stuck in that $1,300 range? It's been stuck there a long, long time. We have crude oil pushing higher here. I see a lot of oil stocks breaking out today. Man, I'm telling you, the two areas of the market that I like best, energy, natural resources, and also that third one are foreign markets. I have the biggest winner in the market today, a Brazilian bank, which we'll be talking about here in a bit. The euro is at 1.38 right now. The 10-year yield is at 2.72. You know, a year ago today, Apple did a bond offering, and the 10-year yield was under 2% when Apple did that bond offering. And, of course, today it's at 2.72%. So you know what that's meant for the bond market over the last year, from last year at this time to today. It hasn't been pretty, has it? It's been very ugly. Even though we have had a little bit of a rally here in the bond market this year. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. As I look for a battery here for my microphone, you know what? The show always kind of creeps up on a guy, doesn't it? And it doesn't look like we have any batteries here. Nope, there's one left. Okay, so we'll get some sound turned on here for the recording today, which goes out every day in the way of video, so that you folks can watch it later on in the day, because I know everybody can't watch the show or listen to the show live. And it's kind of neat to see the show with picture, with video, and have graphics of what's going on, and all of the graphics from the app of the numbers that I'm showing you on a daily basis. This, I think, adds to the experience. It becomes like the Jimi Hendrix experience. Instead, it's the Bill Gunderson experience. Batteries in. Switch turned on. We have ignition. How about that? Well, you know what? We're in the midst of earnings season right now. It's a volatile season. It's a time when you have some winners and you have some losers. I have Banco Santander today, which actually has a branch right across the street from me. Banco Santander is headquartered in Brazil. Have I said lately that I like Latin America? Gunderson, you were invested in the U.S. all last year. That's all you could do was pound the table on be 100% invested in the United States. That's all you could do was pound the table on being invested in small cap and mid cap stocks in the United States. That's all you could do. In fact, we didn't even need you last year. You said the same thing every week, every day, day after day after day. The leading sectors in the market are the biotechs, the pharmaceuticals, the internet, the social media stocks. Well, look at the difference in Apple's bond offering. And by the way, you might say, why does Apple need to raise money? Don't they have $150 billion in cash? Why do they have to go out and borrow $15 billion in cash? I'll tell you why. That cash is overseas. And if they bring it back to the United States of America, they'll incur, I believe, a 28%, maybe a 30%. I believe it's 30%, the corporate tax rate. They'll have to pay, write a check to Uncle Sam for $40 billion, $45 billion. So they choose to leave their money overseas. Seems to me like we ought to figure something out to get that money back here in America and working in America. I don't know. So instead, what Apple does is go out, do a bond offering. They're borrowing money like they don't have any. But they're paying a lot higher rate to borrow that money than they were this time last year. Boy, how things can change in 1 year. You catch my drift? 1 year ago, this market was completely different. Yesterday, as I look through the market, when I see something really pretty, I send out a tweet. And conversely, when I see something really, really ugly, I can't help but comment. I am telling you, some of the worst charts I have seen in a long time exist in the market right now. And you say, well, how can that be? Isn't the market flat on the year? Yeah, the overall market is, because the energy component of the market and the natural resource component and some of the low PE stocks are holding the market up. But stop and take a look when you get a chance at Facebook. Stop and take a look at a chart of Twitter. Stop and take a look at a chart of Illumina, a stock that I cleaned up on last year, a stock that I sold in February, early March of this year. And look at what has happened to that stock and those stocks since then. They've been absolutely pummeled, and they continue to get pummeled. In my tweet, and I believe I've used this comparison on the radio before, pardon the graphicness of the comparison, but there was a boxer named Jerry Quarry, and he couldn't take a punch too well. It wouldn't take much. He was a bleeder, and Muhammad Ali used to use the poor guy for boxing practice under the guise of a heavyweight championship title fight. Quarry would get in the ring, get a check for $1 million, $2 million. Of course, Muhammad Ali would get $20 million or whatever. And Quarry was the guy trying to take away the title from Muhammad Ali. Jerry Quarry tried this many times. And every time he left the ring, after about two or three rounds, just beaten to a bloody pulp. Just awful. You couldn't even look at it. And I think the guy recently died. He had all kind of brain damage and everything from the pummelings he took. But I compare some of these stock charts right now to a Jerry Quarry pummeling by Muhammad Ali. They have just been hammered. And how anybody can look me in the eye and say, I believe that the biotechs are going to resume leadership again. You know what? You don't look at charts. You don't look at the real world. You look at a world that you want to be. I'll tell you another one. The 3D printers. Remember the 3D printers? Yeah, I owned one. I made 60% in 3D systems last year. I haven't owned it for a long time. Have you looked at that chart lately? D, D, D. It was similar to my son's report card when he was in high school, and I wasn't happy seeing D, D, D. But seeing that symbol, D, 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 what the heck? That thing is getting clobbered. Just absolutely clobbered. And I showed some examples of stocks in my newsletter that I sold a long time ago, mitigating the risk by selling for a small loss. That loss would be 30, 40, 50% just a month later, 2 months later, had I held on and not had an exit strategy. Very important, isn't it? How things have changed in 1 year. Instead, the biggest winner in the market today is a stock that I own in my aggressive growth accounts. What is it, you say? What is it? Is it a biotech? It involves multiple sclerosis, right? New cancer drug. I know it's got to be a cancer drug. If it's not that, it's a new technology that's going to speed up the cloud. Banco Santander, a $5 stock out of Brazil. Out of all the stocks that I have to choose from, 3,800, and only 30 can eventually end up in a fully invested aggressive growth account, how does one of those stocks end up being a Brazilian bank? You know what? That's what I like about the Best Stocks Now app. It's not prejudiced towards Silicon Valley. It's not prejudiced towards new drug discoveries. It's not prejudiced towards the United States of America. It'll go anywhere in the world looking, crawling, searching for big winners, and we've nailed one here again. We'll talk about it when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Yeah.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a Honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I think one of the themes we're talking about today is what a difference a year makes. Apple finds out the difference in interest rates from this time last year. Last year when they did their bond offering, it was under 2% were U.S. rates. Now they're well over 2%, 2.7%. And I've been telling you to avoid bonds like the plague because we're in a rising interest rate environment. You can come back at me and say, well, bonds have had a little rally this year. Sure they have. There's been a flight to safety. The U.S. market or the U.S. government is backing out of bonds. They're not buying them anymore, but you should, I guess. I'm not a fan of U.S. bonds. Now, I have a new portfolio, or I tweaked one of my portfolios in my newsletter. A lot of people have TSP plans, thrift savings plans, which are for government employees. So a lot of our Navy guys fighting here, guys and gals, postal workers, a lot of federal workers have a TSP plan. And I looked at that TSP plan, and they have like seven choices. From what I can tell, they don't have a choice of cash. Instead, they can buy real safe bonds, which I guess is a substitute for cash. So if you're a TSP worker or have a TSP plan, I now tell you at least what I think, how it should be allocated right now. And I show a 30% holding waiting in U.S. bonds, but that's a cash alternative. I'm not bullish on the bond market. If you look at my model portfolios, I don't own any bonds in any of my model portfolios. I am very, very bearish on bonds. So that one little position there in the TSP plans, that's a cash alternative. It's not investing in the bond market. There is another choice there to invest in the bond market, and I show 0%. So I just wanted to clarify that because I had a few people ask me about that. Okay, how does a Brazilian bank end up being number 36 in the Best Stocks Now app? Well, here's what I require to be a Best Stock Now. I require a decent track record. And you say, well, Banco Santander in 2009 came public at $10 a share. And here we are 4 years later and it's $6.70 a share. It hasn't done very well. Well, you know what? The app looks at long-term, which this stock doesn't have. It looks at intermediate-term performance, which isn't that great on this stock, and it looks at short-term performance. And the short-term performance has been tearing up the track here recently. The app also looks at valuation, places a big premium on valuation. And if we look at the current valuation of Banco Santander, which is a $26 billion bank headquartered in Brazil, and in fact, if I'm not mistaken, we have a Banco Santander right across the street from me downtown. I'm going to go over there and check it out at lunchtime, and I'll report tomorrow because I'm looking to move my account. I'm not happy with my bank anymore. You know what? You make me mad, I'm going to take my business elsewhere. So we'll see. We'll go over there and talk to Banco Santander, see what they say. I believe they're headquartered, or they got an office in the U.S. Grant Hotel here in San Diego, a very historic hotel, which is actually owned by the Sequan Indian tribe. There's a link there to a famous value investor here in San Diego. I believe he's an owner, a shareholder of Banco Santander. So am I. It's a $21 billion bank in Brazil. How does it end up in your aggressive growth account? It's a $6 stock. It's a $5 stock. It was $5.78 yesterday. It's up like 18% here. It's a large cap. Pays a little dividend. Does it pay a dividend? Let's see. Dividend yield, yeah, 1.8%. I could have also bought it in the income accounts, but I didn't. I thought it was just a little bit too hot and feisty. Belonged in my aggressive growth accounts. The stock is currently trading at a P.E. ratio of 7.8. It's trading at a forward P.E. right in that 7 to 8 area. Now, there's two major themes to the market in 2014. One is low P.E. I just talked about all of these disasters that I see everywhere. What do they have in common? The 3D printers, the biotech stocks, the cloud stocks. What do they have in common, these stocks that are getting thrashed and continue to get thrashed? They have high P.E. ratios. And I've been saying all year that the sweet spot in this market this year is under 20. You know, if you're over 20, you're a target. Got to be careful right now. For that reason, I've been waving a red flag on high P.E. stocks. But I've been waving a green flag on low P.E. stocks. And in my newsletter several weeks ago, I said why I'm leaving the United States. Well, I'm not really leaving the United States, but I've taken a lot of money that I made in U.S. stocks last year, and I've been placing it in areas, hot spots around the world. And if I had to pick the hottest of the hot spots in the world right now that presents the most upside potential, it would be Latin America. Banco Santander is headquartered in Brazil. If I were to pick a couple of countries that probably present more opportunity right now than anywhere else in the world, one would be Brazil. I have a heavy weighting in Brazil this year. And the other one would be Argentina, which doesn't have a lot of publicly traded companies, but they have a few. And I've been looking at a few Argentinian stocks that are really starting to break out right now. You say, how can you go from biotechs to Brazil? You know what? I go where the money is. The money's being made in the biotechs. Let's go get some. Let's back up the truck and let's load up. And some will criticize me for being too heavily weighted in the biotech sector last year, although they weren't criticizing me in December when they saw their returns for the year, which were about 40% for the entire year in my aggressive growth account, which was heavily weighted in the United States, small cap stocks, biotech stocks, internet stocks, etc. They said, well, you got caught just a little bit in late February and early March, didn't you? Yeah, but I saw it coming. I backed out quickly. I was in the process of backing out as I saw new opportunities arising. That last cycle that we had lasted 15 months. Doesn't it make sense to ride it for all it's worth while the cycle is there? And then we had a major transition, a turbulent transition, more turbulent than I had anticipated. It was sped up by our friends at the Fed, who will be again meeting this week, and I'm sure will still continue to try to put the toothpaste back in the tube. But she said Fed rate hikes are possible 6 months after the taper is over. And the taper is coming to an end. And like I say, that speck on the horizon is now there in the form of a Fed interest rate hike. Well, that sent the high P.E. stocks in a tailspin and low P.E. stocks like Banco Santander, P.E. of 7, flying. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been, more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Last year, biotechs. This year, Brazil. It's crazy. Last year, small caps. This year, large caps. Last year, high PE, growth. This year, low PE, value. Yes, what a difference a year makes. Just go ask Apple CEO who went to the well last year at this time, floated a bond offering, and paid very little for that money. The U.S. Treasuries were under 2% at that time. Now here we are a year later, U.S. Treasuries are at 2.75%. They're paying almost a full point higher 100 basis points higher to borrow that money, even though they have $150 billion in the bank, but it's overseas. And if they bring it back to the United States of America, the tax man wants that money. You know, Apple's not the only company that has a pile of cash sitting overseas that they would love to bring back to America, but they just don't want to pay the tax on bringing that money back to America. Imagine transferring your money from one bank to another bank and they want a 30% chunk of your savings account. Well, that's why the money's going to stay over there. Pfizer has the same problem. Why do you think they're buying a Swiss company, AstraZeneca? So they can use that money that they've got sitting overseas and put it to good use. It's just sitting there. So let's buy a foreign stock. That's one way we get around repatriating the money and bringing it back and keeping it out of the hands of the greedy guys that run the Congress, you know, that want a chunk out of everybody's hide so they can run their business, their operations that they've got going over there, which don't always seem so up and up to me. But that's a big issue right now. There's a lot of money sitting overseas. U.S. national companies like Pfizer, like Apple, billions and billions, trillions of dollars sitting overseas that could be brought back here to America. It's just too bad that we can't come up with some kind of a compromise or work something out. Instead, Apple goes to the well and has to borrow cash in order to finance their buyback program here in the United States of America. Anyways, in the meantime, the market goes on. And if you keep doing what you were doing last year, you're getting absolutely clobbered. And again, the surface of the market doesn't really show what's underneath. What was that movie? What Lies Beneath? You want to see what lies beneath? Look at a chart of Facebook, FB. Look at a chart of Illumina, ILMN. Look at a chart of ISIS, ISIS. Look at a chart of Twitter, TWTR. That's what lies beneath. While the market's flat, underneath the surface of the market, these things are down 30 to 40%. Let's just look at Facebook for fun. Okay? Where is Facebook now up year to date? That's one of the features of the app. We can immediately look at the performance of a stock. Performance year to date, 2014. Well, it's up 2.7%, believe it or not. But from the peak, let's look at a chart. From the peak, it hit $72. Now it's at $56. It's down $16 per share on 72. What is that? That's about 25% or so from the peak. But other stocks are down 30 to 40% from their peak. And so even though it might look calm on the surface with the S&P 500 being flat this year, underneath it's quite turbulent. Lots of currents. And one of the areas that started showing up in my app, and one of the most important things to look at in the app every day, is the ranking of the indexes around the world. U.S. led the way. Now it's down in the middle of the pack among 66 different indexes. Instead, we have indexes from all over the world that are much better places to invest right now than the United States of America. In the first half of the show, we talked about one of the biggest winners in the market today. It's one that I recently purchased in my aggressive growth accounts, a bank in Brazil. Well, guess what? I own another bank in Brazil, and I see it breaking out today also. Banco Bradesco is a Brazilian bank providing personal and commercial financial services through 4,686 branches. I believe I own Banco Bradesco in my conservative growth accounts because this is a big one. It's a $65 billion market cap company. And if you look at the stock chart, this stock was $10 in late January. When the biotechs were peaking, this thing was bottoming. What have the biotechs done since February? Well, they're down considerably. Banco Bradesco's up 50% during that period of time. Boy, tale of two markets, tale of two stocks, tale of 2 years, 2014 versus 2014, all together different. Banco Bradesco, yes. I traded in my Biogen for Banco Bradesco. Hey, don't laugh. Trailing PE, 10.3. Forward PE, 9.0. Single-digit PE ratios. Market wants low PE this year. It's searching the world, the globe, for value. And that's what I like about the app. The markets close at 1 o'clock, and by 2 o'clock, everything's pretty much settled around the world, and the app goes searching. And it downloads the numbers. It downloads the closings. It downloads the new earnings estimates. It downloads the new growth rates. And it calculates target prices, five-year target prices. And in Banco Bradesco's case, the app is saying that it has 84% upside potential. Currently one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. We had one today up, I believe it's up 18%, is Banco Santander. And Banco Bradesco is following along in sympathy, but it's just up a little bit. It's breaking out to a new 52-week high today. Annual revenue, $23 billion. This is not a small corner bank. It's a $62 billion bank. How does that contrast with our Bank of America, which is probably one of the worst bank stocks that you could ever own, along with Citigroup? Bank of America is $160 billion. Banco Bradesco is $60 billion. So it's one-third of the size of Bank of America. This is no small player in the world of finance. It's a large cap stock suitable for conservative large cap investors. And when I look at the performance of the stock since late January, it's gone from $10 a share to $15.40 a share. The app picked it up pretty early on. I don't know when I bought it. I'd have to look at my newsletter, probably 3 weeks ago, something like that. Price to book value, 1.77. Very low valuation ratio. Remember, this is a value market. Price to sales ratio, 2.65. Numbers that the app shows you right up front, so you know what you're paying for the stock. Forward PE, 9.0. PEG ratio, it's not a growth stock, it's a value stock. Big difference. But here's a key number right now and a key grade, momentum grade, A+. What? How? I thought momentum stocks had to be technology stocks. I thought momentum stocks had to be biotech stocks. Nope. Large cap Brazilian banks. Stock up 19.6 year to date out of 3,815 stocks that I follow in my Best Stocks Now app. This stock is ranked at number 179. Check this out. Just 3 months ago, it was number 2,420. What a difference a year makes. What a difference a quarter makes. What a difference a month makes. This market is completely upside down, completely favoring other areas that were totally left behind in the market this year. And those areas that blossomed and ran and exploded last year are absolutely getting pummeled this year. It's up to you. You can change your stripes or you can keep them. It's your choice. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we definitely have had a theme running through today's show. You know what? I think the other part of that theme is if the markets have changed so drastically from last year to this year, doesn't that point out the need for investors to be flexible? And you know, and while on the surface you may say, geez, Gunderson's got to learn a whole different language this year. He was talking all about these crazy names that you can't even pronounce with diseases of this part of the body or this type of antibodies and all of these different things. And now he's got to learn Brazilian. Well, you know what? I've seen this cycle before. And I've seen these value cycles before. And if you think that I have to learn a new style of investing this year versus the momentum style that was so in vogue last year, I've seen this picture before. I've spent many years. There's been some great, great years for value investing. So it takes all kinds to make up this market. There's people that are dyed-in-the-wool value investors, and they're never going to change their stripes. They believe in it. It's produced results over the years, and even though there's been years when it's down 50 to 60%, like 2007, 2008, they're going to stick with their value style of investing. And likewise, there's people that are dyed-in-the-wool momentum canceling investors. And that generally points to the, the biotechs and the chip stocks and the memory software stocks, etc. And they have a very difficult time of investing in a Brazilian bank. I personally believe in being totally flexible and watching and sitting back and observing the market. And the observations that I've made this year, which I go into in detail every week in my newsletter, you can see how my observations started to alert you to a change in the market beginning in January of this year. That's one of the reasons I archive all my newsletters. It's a written record. I can't hide from it. And you can see how the tone of my newsletter, starting in January of this year when I put up a yellow flag and said, these go-go Momo stocks of 2013, I'm starting to see some things that I don't like. There's some unknowns out there on the horizon in 2014, and I think you need to tread carefully. But they continued to move throughout January, and I continued to ride them. And then comes February, and I started backing out because I started seeing what looked like to me topping action in the stock charts. And I've said it many times, I think the first place you notice weakness, the first place you notice strength, beginning new strength in a stock, is in the stock chart. And I started to notice a whole new wave of stocks in mass beginning to perk up and heat up. Energy stocks, foreign stocks, international indexes. And as I look at my ranking of the indexes right now, I don't even see the United States. So there's a few representatives there. But instead I see Australia. Instead I see Peru. Instead I see Brazil. And Hong Kong, and Latin America, and Singapore. Finally, there's the U.S., the S&P 500, which is ranked about number, it's actually moved up here recently. It's ranked about a number 11 or number 12. But all of a sudden, there's other areas around the world that are worth looking at. And we've already starting to bear some of the fruit from some of the investments that we've made in foreign areas of the market. We went over Banco Santander, which is one of the biggest winners in the market today. I believe it's up 17%, something like that. A stock that I recently purchased in my aggressive growth accounts. And I'm sure my aggressive growth investors, looking at their portfolios, saying, what? What is a Banco Santander? It's a Brazilian bank. And my conservative investors said, what's a Banco Bradesco? We haven't seen any of this in our portfolios for several years. Well, guess what? Just like fashion comes back in style, fashions in the stock market come back in style. And that style of investing called value investing, which looks at price to sales ratios, which looks at price to cash flow ratios, which looks at price to earnings ratios, and price to book value ratios. Oh, all of a sudden this is important again. We didn't even have to worry about Illumina's price to book value or Jazz Pharmaceuticals' price to book value. We just knew that it was going up. Yeah, that was 2013. This is 2014. And the very first thing on my app, when you look up a stock, and I added this not too long ago because I knew this was going to be an important thing in 2014. Guess what I added to the app? Now you can look up any stock, and you can find what its price-to-sales ratio is. Compare price-to-sales ratios, would you? Compare a 3D printer stock with the Brazilian bank. Take a look at the price-to-book value ratios. Compare the book value of an Argentinian utility with that of an American utility, all right? Take a look at the dividend yields. These are all now critical criteria for screening the market in 2014. Now, had you used those same screens last year, you would have come up with the biggest losers in the market. Instead, it was high PE, high price to book, high growth, high price to sales, new highs, momentum baby, like a Navy jet taken off at North Island runway, got the afterburners kicking in. And pretty soon that jet goes on a parabolic track for the wild blue yonder. And that's what stocks were doing last year. This is a completely different year. The afterburnings are done. The stimulus is done. The punch bowl is being drained. The performance-enhancing drugs are being withdrawn from the market. That completely changes the complexion of the market. How am I going to learn how to become a value investor, Bill? Well, the newsletter every single week. My tweets every single day. My radio show every single day. The app. And if you're interested in changing your stripes as an investor, that's what we do for a living here. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.